If you looked at your spindle, there are two notes, a call from Congressman Boggs and a call from Secretary Freeman.
I'm going to answer Congressman Boggs. I don't know what...
Is Secretary Freeman on the line? Is we through waiting on him?
Yes, sir. I don't know. I'll have to check. I'll get Secretary Freeman.
Check.
Secretary Freeman for the President, please.
Hello?
Yes. Secretary Freeman, the President calling.
Operator, the Secretary is not here, I think.
Yes?
Secretary Freeman on 90.
Hello, Alva.
Yes, Mr. President.
How are you?
Fine, how are you?
Fine. I got a clip in here to call you, and I've just been in one meeting after the other all morning. I thought I'd better call you.
Thank you very much. I just wanted to check and report to you on our beef negotiations.
Yeah.
You probably aren't up to date on this. If you are, why stop me? But we've negotiated with the Australians, and they worked out the best that we could get from them. At least at this time, they went back over the weekend, as I think you know, and talked to a lot of the cattle people. And this is not, at this point, acceptable to them.
Yeah, I guess we'd rather just let it go and do nothing if I didn't think our negotiations were good and I didn't expect much out of state.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're going to do with them. I sometimes think McCarthy was right.
Well, we let it go.
I'd like to know about three things. First, I'd like to know what it is that we're shipping in there, how our balance of trade is with Australia and New Zealand. They're the two. The Argentine doing much to us on these shipments?
No, nothing at all. They only have canned meat, so they really don't affect us.
Well, the canned meat affects. If I can eat canned meat, doesn't that keep me meeting a Kenner cow?
No, the quantity is very, very limited, too. Actually, the cattlemen aren't very excited about the canned thing.
All right, now what does the... what percentage, as I understand it, our own production's up about 7%. Is that right?
About 10.
Our own production, I saw in the paper this morning, 7. Now it's 10.
Well, I'll take a look again.
Right.
There was 10 the last figures I saw. Let me look.
I think it's fed.
Fed steers up 10% according to the last figures I saw.
Well,
seen.
It said 7, and the price was down 3.5.
Right. 370 in the average.
All right. Okay. Now, what percentage of the imports up? How does a 10% increase in production compare to the imports?
Well, the imports we'll import this year about 11% probably.
11% of what? Of our total production?
Our total production, yeah. And I think that represents an increase in the neighborhood of 25 to 35% over last year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's almost exclusively, of course, as you know, cow meat as distinguished from the fed steer stuff.
What can we do? What else can we do now?
I don't know a damn thing we can do, to be perfectly honest with you. I don't think legislation would stand a prayer, and we would get mussed up on it. I think really the thing to do, my recommendation, Mr. President, would be that we let this cook a little while. They're going to have a convention pretty soon, and we'll go to work and try and get them to accept what's been offered. And let them cook it out down there a while and see what the feel is. I think the real problem is that the leadership here, frankly, was not willing to take on the responsibility of selling this because they felt that their own members really were not adequately enough informed. Now, they're going to holler like hell that they want more, and they'll keep up that holler. Realistically, the Congress isn't going to act, and that's the only other thing we can do. We could go up to the Tariff Commission on that route. Why? There isn't enough leeway there to do us any good if we did get an increased tariff. So as a practical matter, why this, you can always go for legislation. I don't think it would be sound. But we can wait a while and try and negotiate conceivably a little better arrangement. But mostly, I think, to go down and to get these people to realize it's about as good as they can get now. We don't have much muscle on this, I'm afraid.
Don't we have anything with Australia? Can we put any pressure on her at all? Where she take a 5-year average or something, or a 3-year average? Why did she jump up so much this last year? If we could do anything besides 63, that's the year they all gone broke, and they don't want the freezing it going broke.
Well, this makes one of the things we could go back to the Australian nut for just that reason. Take a 62-63 with a little adjustment in the growth factor and see how that would fit. We could keep this as, and go back in after we let the cattlemen think about it a while, and it would constitute an improvement in the next year.
That's approached now, instead that you didn't like my cutting out that plan in the budget the other night. I thought we agreed on the, over here that we would go up and let the organizations testify and let the Senate committee see what they'd do, and then we'd go for whatever we appeared that we could go through with. That's the last agreement I had with you.
That was the agreement we had on in connection with
the farm bill.
On in connection with the, with wheat, Mr. President, was to go out it right away.
I don't know a damn thing about wheat. I don't know any plan. I've never heard any plan. Nobody's ever discussed with me any plan.
You got have you got a moment now?
Yeah, I got a Newsweek waiting on me at 1 o'clock with Kay Graham and her group, but. When they came in this plan the other night, I said, I've never approved any plan. I'll leave the money in for the plan, but we'll have to decide on the plan a little later. And they said, well, the secretary's on the impression that you want this plan. And I said, no, hell no, I never. The last thing we agreed on was what you outlined. That was that if we took something, they'd always be against it. And let's put them out in front first. And that's what I agreed on with you. So I said, it can't hurt if we leave the money in for it and we later want to go for it, we can do it. But we don't have to advocate something we don't know what the hell it's all about now. And we haven't agreed on, we haven't discussed, and this is 10:30 at night when it's presented. Now, why can't we go for whatever we need to go for if we've got the money in but not the language?
Well, we can.
And we can send up whatever message we want to, depending on when we get our ducks in a row.
This is the way it stands now. And this the initial language in there concerned me because it looked like omission would be the equivalent of taking a position, which I didn't want us to take.
No, no.
That was my concern.
No, I'm that's the position I'm taking, is that I'm not taking a position because I don't know. And I'm willing to be sold, and I want to try to follow you if you don't get me down in the caves.
Well, I hope I won't, and I surely don't. I just, as a matter of
fact, I know that. If you can find a man, though, in this world that's smart enough to know what to do about these goddamn farmers, I'd like to know it. I was so disappointed then in the wheat referendum.
That's right.
But I think that they've got to suffer a little bit before they'll ever get back where they'll take anything anymore. And I wish you'd see what the new poll puts out. You want to know what my poll shows this morning?
What?
Yes, sir. Well, let me read it to you. Foreign policy. TVA. Farm issue. On the farm issue, there are some problems that we've pulled a farmer rather extensively on. You get among the farmers and they're in wheat belt a revolt against any kind of production control. They want an end to all acreage control allotments. To them, it violates the nature of a farmer to tell him he just can't produce. That is their life. They feel that if they can't raise what they want to, then to hell with everybody, they might as well quit. They say, if you tell me it's wrong for me to grow, then we should not be in the business of growing. What is more serious, you can't get more than 45% who are for fixed price support. You feel there's been just too much government already and they have fed up on it. You get exceptions in the South where they grow cotton and tobacco. They feel if they have to have it, should be voluntary participation in the government program, but absolutely no production control. This is absolutely a bad word. Orville is in trouble here, and he is a wonderful man and a good friend, but he is not a great deal of help in the Midwest Farm Belt because they do not see things the way you all see them. That is tied to this one thing, production control. The president should say that he's going to encourage national sale of surplus commodities. There's a great resentment against bureaucracy. They're against things like commodity credit. They don't want to hear the name anymore. They feel embarrassed. They feel hamstrung by government control. The rest of the country just does not care. But they do not like so much money being spent on agriculture. Let me turn to another point. This is TVA. It seems the president should make some gesture toward the South. When we ask the question, who has a more southern view on civil rights, Johnson or Goldwater? It showed Johnson 39, Goldwater 37, not sure 34. We ask another question about Johnson being a Southerner. Our series, which deals with prestige, divorce, religion, anti-Southern, and the country as a whole, is 19% of those who say it makes no difference. What this means is a good third of the people in the West are proud of their president being a Southerner. What this leads me to believe, the TVA is extraordinarily popular in the South. So the president should come out on the TVA issue. It's one issue that's worth promoting in the South. For instance, sentiment against sale TVA was 71, only 29.4. If the South, in the South, it runs 84 to keep it as it is. The reason, of course, is that in the South, it benefited the area. The government built it, the people profited. It's been successful financially. I see it as a real opportunity if we stress the advantage TVA. I think it'd be pointed out to the advantage of how much it's helped the South. Even the Republican committeeman in Atlanta said he could not back Goldwater if he sailed TVA. Education, another subject, should be stressed. Goldwater's deep trouble with his right wing. He's in trouble on that. Now, let me tell you what we find on certain issues. This is the question is whether Johnson should move faster on issues, should move slower. And civil rights, foreign policy. Number one issue is Cuba. This issue tends to work against the president. It's a very tough one. The issue on peace with Russia works for the president. Then you get people who say cut foreign aid. This works against the president. On the other hand, if you have people who say control foreign aid better, and this tends to work for the president. Overall in the country, we get 50-50 spread. The issue of strengthening the military works in favor of the president. Taxes and spending. 38 thought this the most important issue in the country. Is on the tax cut, the president beginning to make hay. It worked 2-1 for him. Support for it is stand 6-7 favor. Tax cut 18 opposed. Now,
sounds like Lou Harris.
Now, let's don't get into personalities. This is Gallup.
Is it Gallup?
No, it's Johnson. I just got it done myself.
Did you?
It's very confidential. But I believe in it.
No, this is correct. The production control thing is...
I think it's your Farm Bureau just did a goddamn job. And I think they've just done the job, and they're still doing the job. And we've got to figure out some way to get them on the defensive and get them to explain it instead of us. Now, I don't know how to do it. And I got to rely on you and to take the sentiment. I asked Dick Russell. I spent a long time with him. I said, what in the world can we do? He said, I used to think I knew something about the farmers. I've been chairman of that committee for years. I don't know a damn thing about them. I don't know what to do. I'm lost.
I just talked with him now. I was just up talking with him.
Well, did he tell you that?
Yes, he said he'd been with you, and this is what he had told you. And then we got down to specifics on some things. And for example, on the cotton problem, what could be done about it. And I reviewed it with him because I wanted his thinking, both of the politics and of the economics of it. And he hadn't had any attention to the wheat. I was out with the wheat producers in Texas last Thursday, as you know. I went up and testified before Graham Purcell's committee on a very general basis and had, a very good reception. I'm very hopeful that...
he's a good man. Graham Purcell's a good man. I don't know how wise a man he is, but he's a good man.
He's pretty much both. He's a good man, and I think he's pretty shrewd, too. And I had a much better reception than I expected, including, I was quite surprised, from the Republican side.
Well, now, we'll get together in the next few days,
all
and
right.
You run this luncheon, and we'll talk about it. But you try to explore every possibility. We're going to have to stay close to that budget, but we're going to have to figure out anything we can figure out we can get through. We can't, I believe, we really honestly made a mistake in passing the Cooley bill. If I had it do over, I wouldn't go for that.
I agree with you.
I just called up and they told me to do it, and I got in behind it, but I think we made a mistake, and I think we got to see what we do now.
Well, let me just say this for a bit, and then we'll get on. If we wanted to pass anything through the House at all, this is about all you could have passed through.
Yeah, I think that's right. And what can you do on selling some of this food? Anything?
Selling?
Yeah.
You mean in our trade promotion?
Yes.
Program? We got a hell of a trade promotion program. We're going to be close to $6 billion worth of exports this year.
Well, now, are you doing? Can you do anything about lowering our commodity credit stocks, getting rid of that stuff?
We have, Mr. President. We've dropped the feed grains from 80 to 60 million tons. At 65 now, it'll be 60. We've dropped wheat from 1.4.
What about Russell saying we're giving away too much stuff?
Well, this is Russell is not necessarily a strong supporter of economics.
No, I used food for peace, awful strong message,
right.
And he says that's where you ought to get your budget in better shape. You ought to quit giving away. He said you can run your budget however you want it by giving away.
I would disagree with Senator Russell on this. I think food is one of the greatest potentials.
He says that nobody gives you any credit. He was over talking to the Egyptians. We'd give them $600 million, and a damn one of them knew you'd give them a dollar. He said, every place he's traveling the world, you can't find anybody that knows we've given anything.
You didn't find it that way, did you?
Well, I don't remember that anybody told me that they'd received any food.
This is well known, well accepted, very popular, and I'll tell you one thing I'm quite confident of that you could check out quicker than I could, that the food dependence of Egypt on us now is having a very important effect on some of the things Nasser is doing politically, internationally.
And we've got a good deal of muscle on this, and I think the food that the potential in Indonesia is going to help you a great deal.
Now, all the power companies are raising hell with me about our G&T loans, and I told them we were going to put some money in there, but where they would do it for a reasonable price, 6-7 mils, we would not make a loan if they could do it at a reasonable price, and they better get their rates down. And we were going to put a gun over the door, and we were going to keep it loaded. But we weren't going to use it unless they shot first.
That's right. That's the policy.
Now, you just see it, that's done. And
yes,
we got some of these promoters that used to work for the government down in my country that promote some things that are going sour, like your South Texas co-op loan. And I just sure think you ought to watch them. I'm an REA boy, and I want to make them do it. But if their power company will sell it to me as cheap as I can make it, I'm going to take it from them.
That's right. Absolutely.
You just get on that now and tell them that we don't expect them to use this money. We just, it's a shotgun over the door loaded.
Any time that the private power people can come in with a reasonable contract with a comparable rate, we'll buy it.
And you just tell them you want to see any G&T loans, and I do too.
Right.
Okay.
All right. On the beef thing, we'll let it cook.
I'll let it cook for a few days. I may change my mind, but what I do is to go back to Australia, find something that we're doing for her. I don't know. Is she buying a lot of stuff from us?
I'd have to check it.
I'd find that out, and I'd see why she couldn't do it, why she couldn't take a little more of the game next year and put in 62 and 63 where we could say the average of the last 2 years.
Yeah. Well, this I think we might be able to do with a growth factor that we could play around with a little
bit. Well, work it out. You've got that much initiative. Let's find some way to satisfy these guys. They're all coming in, 8 governors now coming to the White House on this issue.
I know.
And they're going to whip us. And let's see if we can't do that. See if you can't get George Ball to reconsider something. Tell him this is totally unacceptable. They say, hell, you've taken the biggest year ever where they've increased it, doubled it, and now you say you want to freeze them at that, and they just can't do that.
I'll check with your office. I'm going to see Ellinger tomorrow morning, sometime Wednesday or Thursday. I'd like a half hour.
All right.
Okay?